Moonspell is well on its way to being one of the more prolific acts in the metal genre. A lot of bands have trouble putting out an album every 3 years, yet Moonspell is putting out an album each year. How does the band approach songwriting?
Actually, up so far, it has been a quite easy approach because we live a very intense life. And as we draw our inspiration from that experiences, so far it's flowing pretty well. Then again, it's like we still have a lot of enthusiasm going on artistic-wise with our band. So the way of channeling it is definitely to make a record each year, because so far we had a lot of material to be released and exposed in a record. So we don't have a method for songwriting, actually. We just do it very, I don't know, like freely. And but normally I take care of all the aesthetic parts and coming out with the concept, coming out with the album title, with all the lyrics. And then we know each other so well for a lot of years that there is a good chemistry going on between me and music composers, so it allows us to do an album each year.
Each new album that Moonspell has done has been a major transition and a major progression. Do you think your fans were unprepared for the butterfly effect?
Of course, I think they are. Because I'm not the kind of person that tries to do an easy album and easy referentials to people, because I think that people that listen to this kind of music, be it Moonspell or be it any other dark metal band, are people with taste, people with intelligence enough, and people that like to be surprised. So I don't think they do have a problem with, I don't know, adding something into their own lives by experiencing Moonspell. So we are never afraid. It's the least thing we worry is if the fans are prepared or not. You know, one thing is a question of taste. They might like it or not. But one thing is a question of preparation. I think people inside this kind of music are prepared for everything, really.
Really stupid, I'm sorry. Is it wrong to say that you are heavily influenced by Typo Negative?
It isn't. I mean, musically, we've been much more influenced by Typo Negative in Wolfheart and Irreligious especially. But then we got the chance of touring with them quite a lot in Europe. And as you grow to, I don't know, to know the people behind the music, and you listen to their music every day, so you get a little bit a part of that musical influence. But Typo Negative is one of my favorite bands, definitely, and they're also very nice people, and we had very good experiences with them. And it's a band that I like because it's very visual, very dark, very good voice, very good presence, etc. And of course, not only Typo Negative, but these kinds of bands are a major influence to Moonspell, because even though we try to do a sound that we try very much to be unique and original, we can't deny that we have influences from other kinds of bands and other kinds of music. Yes, I did. Well,
jealous?
No, not really. Size doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, I was impressed as well. But I have a different knowledge with Peter Steele. It's not a sexual knowledge. But, I mean, what can I say? I think it was nice for him to do that. He collected some very good money, a very good promotion for his band. So, I don't know. He told me that he was the playgirl that sold the last because nobody that reads Playgirl are normally into this kind of music, I think. But yeah, nice for him.
Sorry, that was my own question. Okay. The gothic metal scene genre is growing in appeal. Ancient Drive, Paradise Lost, The Gathering, and the new bands jump on the bandwagon every day. In your opinion, what factors make Moonspell stand out above the rest?
Well, first, we try to have a different insight insight in the gothic metal community, because I think it's a quite difficult music to play, because there's a very fine line between being, you know, between the sublime and the ridiculous. I think in gothic, when you go too far, you look cheesy, and you have to do it with a certain balance, and you have to study very much this aesthetics. And I think that Moonspell takes the time to do so. About other bands, there's very good gothic metal bands and there's very bad gothic metal bands, because sometimes they don't realize, you know, this fine line between having an impact or making a ridiculous figure out of yourself. I don't know what makes us better or worse than all the other bands, but I think people appreciate that we try to, I don't know, catch their attention, not using easy gimmicks or tricks, but making a strong musical and artistic project, and I think that people appreciate that.
How have the North American venues reached or reacted to the group? Sorry, how have everyone else reacted to you in North America?
So far, it has been very positive, definitely and honestly, because it's our second time in the United States. Of course, nowadays we are visiting other territories inside the United States that we didn't visit when we were here in November with In Flames. But that very first experience was already very good, because, you know, there's not a lot of bands that risk to come to the States, because sometimes the conditions and the clubs are not the best to put your show on. But anyway, as long as there is people, and there's fortunately more and more of them wanting to see Moonspell live, wanting to listen to the record, to know about the band, we obviously make an effort and come here. We play bigger shows in Europe, that's for a fact. But anyway, when we started off in Europe, we started off at the same level or even less than we started here at the United States. And so far, on this second coming, on this second North American tour, the reactions are much more stronger nowadays. We know better now how the people react as well, so we can add more dimensions into our live show. And so far, I'm very pleased about the North American reaction. Our last album, Butterfly Effect, is selling much more than all the others, so it's a sign that people are at least or lying or then really appreciating Moonspell.
Thank you very much.